Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's executive producer Erica Janik.
Debbie Worster is having a ball at her new home in a retirement community. She's got a full calendar of activities, she's making new friends, and she's even competing in a Halloween costume contest in her homemade Minnie Mouse costume.
So do you want to tell me what you're wearing?
I'm Minnie Mouse. I made the hat.
And the nose?
And this is a clown nose. See, you can sort of breathe with it.
You're so into this. How did you get interested in costumes?
Well, I think it was because of the kids. They'd say, I want to be such and such. And so I'd have to figure out, well, how am I going to do that? We weren't going to spend $40 or something at the store buying something. They're usually dumb and they don't fit right. And the kids over the years have said, well, I think you should have worked at a costume shop. I've made almost everything that I have, or I've bought it at rummage sales. I made this. I made that. I made this one. I've made almost everything.
I'm Deb Worster.
And we have the Halloween party today.
Hello, hello, hello!
There comes Missy.
Happy Halloween.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to start with the costume judging right away.
Since it's a pizza party, I'm a piece of pizza. Well, I found some fabric that was perfect.
Yeah, it looks like pizza. So,
okay.
Well, we moved in here early November. The kids were all gone, and it was time. It was time. We moved at the right time, and we're glad we did. It got too much to have to do the firewood every year and raking. It was way too much. And the two of us just looked at each other, and it was like, yeah, we got to get out of here. Now we look out the window and watch them plowing at 3 a.m. and never have to do anything. Everything was so well planned. These are the maps. There's a craft room, sewing room. There's all kinds of things. Fitness room. There's a music room. There's a stained glass lab thing. They have so many things going here. If you're bored, you know, you aren't going and doing things.
Okay, our mystery person is our best.
Yay! That was really cute.
And then Debbie is number two with Minnie Mouse.
Good job.
This story was produced by Katie Clarkson. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.
And sticking with senior issues, a program in the Milwaukee area matches adults with seniors in an effort to help them maintain wellness and independence in their later years. Joining us now to tell us more about the program is George Hinton. He's CEO of the Community Relations Social Development Commission. George, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good to be on. Good to be on.
Well, can you walk us through how your senior companion program works?
Sure. It's a program that was been put in place for over 50 years now. It was designed to provide companionship, just like it sounds, companionship to individuals who are in their senior year. It's seniors' providing companionship with four seniors and with seniors. It's providing an opportunity for volunteers to be friends with the volunteers, for the companions, to be able to be with them, to enjoy things like a cup of coffee, go to the movies, maybe to help them write letters to families, to help them deal with complicated paperwork, to listen to them, to go out and eat with them. It really is to help them have someone in their life during the time when many of their friends, natural or their friends that they may have grown up with and known through life, are leaving them or passing away. It's an opportunity for us to provide opportunities for people to stay home, but stay home in a way that would help them be social, not socially isolated, or have failure to thrive because they don't have someone in their life who would be their partner in many ways.
And I understand that last year these senior companions made thousands upon thousands of visits, over 12,000 visits to these senior clients. How does your matching process work to match these companions with these elderly people?
Well, we work with other agencies who have a really in-depth relationship with the client, who provides profile information about the client. What we do then is try to go out and find volunteers that meet certain criteria and get a profile for them. And then through that process, we match those volunteers up with the client so that there's some interest or some areas of interest that are common between the two, and that we understand the needs of the client and also what that volunteer can bring to that client to help them with the things that they're looking for in their relationship.
And we've heard reports on how seniors can become depressed when they outlive their spouses, they outlive their friends. Is a program like this filling an emotional need for the companion and the client?
Yeah, one of my career is in healthcare. I was in healthcare for over 25 years, and one of my areas of responsibility was working with a geriatrics clinic. These are doctors who specialize in geriatric care. And one of the things they constantly reminded me is that keeping our seniors' minds and bodies and souls engaged and living was really something that would be good for their health. It keeps them from becoming depressed, withdrawn. It helps them from going into unnecessary declines in health. So these are really important services that need to be not only engaged with our population who are seniors, but also we need to grow them because, as you know, we have a growing amount of seniors beginning to hit our marketplace as we begin to see our baby boomers get to the age where they're going to be needing more and more services.
George, have you seen some concrete signs that this senior companion program is helping to perhaps delay assisted living for these seniors who are getting this companionship?
Yeah, like I said before, I've talked to a lot of geriatricians. They have told me there is research out there that lets us know that these things work and these are the types of activities that actually complement medical health. It also helps to reduce the cost of health care because people don't have to access health care as much if they're not as depressed and things like that. I think the expenses that we see for people who, for example, are in a nursing home can be as much as almost as high as $100,000 a year. But if we can keep people at home, it's much less, for example. Some of our senior companions right now, we have two of them who are over the age of 100, one who will be 100 this Christmas Eve. We had about 32 of our companions, not our companions, but our clients, are over 90. And so we're talking about folks who are could be using a lot of resources that would be very expensive for them and their family. But we believe and we show and have evidence from talking to their families and others that we make a difference in their lives and helping them to stay engaged in the process of living their life in a normal way.
We're talking with George Hinton. He's CEO of the Community Relations Social Development Commission and serving Milwaukee County area. George, you know, you've had this program for more than 50 years. Have you changed it over the decades in any way, or has it stayed pretty similar across the spectrum of years?
Well, I'm sure everything changes since I wasn't around for all the 50 years. I can't speak for exactly how it may have changed, but we're always surveying our clients and those individuals associated with our clients to see how we can improve our services and make them more meaningful for our clients. We are trying to always adapt to what is. Like we know that, you know, social media and all those kinds of things are in play now. So we have to adapt to that with our seniors and help them engage in those kinds of communication activities that they may not have been comfortable with in the past. So we're always looking to tool up our volunteers as well as understand our clients and then make those trainings within our volunteer training sessions that would help us be good volunteers for our clients. So it's a moving target, but you know the basic program itself is companionship, seniors being companions for other seniors. It benefits not only the senior who's the companion, but we have a lot of feedback from our volunteers that it benefits them too, because you know a lot of times when our seniors get to a certain age, they tend to feel like it's all over and there's no need. They don't have a purpose. Well, our seniors are so engaged when they're volunteers, it begins to build a new level of purpose that they do. And many of them do it, even though they get a small stipend, they do it because they want to volunteer.
And George, how do people get involved?
Well, all they have to do is call our office here at SDC, and we will help engage them in their neighborhood or whatever area that works for them. Our telephone number is 414-906-2700. All you have to ask for is our senior companion program. We will do everything we can to help work for that person as a volunteer or someone who may have a family member who's looking for a companion.
Thanks so much for joining us today, George.
Yes, thank you for having me. It's really important, so I appreciate the opportunity.
That was George Hinton, CEO of the Social Development Commission, and we've been talking about the Senior Companion Program.